Then in 63, you moved to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, in 63, I moved back there, state news manager.
Was that in the middle of the year? Do you remember the month of it?
No, I don't. But I know I was not in Texas when the president was assassinated.
Which would have been in November of that year.
Right.
But then you became a State House correspondent.
What happened is the regular correspondent, Harry Culver, was that year president of the International Wire Service Guild. He represented all of the UPI and AP union members, and they had agreements against us eventually that was important. And Harry had to take a lot of time off to tend to union business. So in his absence, I would cover the Capitol. I guess the biggest story that I can remember, well, there were more than one. We almost had a schoolteacher strike during that time, but Baker versus Carr had come down. The Circuit Court of Appeals finally ordered the Oklahoma legislature to be redistricted along the lines of one man, one vote. That was a big story.
But then you joined the Tulsa World in 1967 as a Washington correspondent.
Right.
So you lived in Washington, D.C. then up until 1972.
That's where I met Teresa. When I went to Washington, I stayed with the Bradleys for a while, made arrangements to stay with them till I could get an apartment and everything. When I got there, Teresa shows up a few days later. She's in graduate work at Pittsburgh University, and she comes home. So it's sort of a natural thing for her to help me find an apartment. She says, well, yeah, I helped him find it, and then a few months later I moved in with him. That's exactly what happened. Here's this Carter and Loretta. They've got this beautiful daughter. I can't tell you what a happy occasion that was.
You were how many years older than Teresa?
About 13 years.
And everybody in the family was okay with the age difference?
Oh, yeah, that bothered me. I told Teresa, you have to be all right with everybody, with your mother and dad and everything. They were all right with it.
Eventually, you got married then.
Got married, yeah.
How old were you when you got married?
37.
So then she was...
She was about 23, I guess.
23.
23 or 24.
What year did you get married?
67.
So that's the time that you were also coming here to the Tulsa World.
That's the same year.
That's the same year, yes.
Yeah.
Where were you married?
We were married in Oklahoma City, St. Joseph's Cathedral.
You continued then to live in Washington, D.C.
Right.
She continued her schooling.
Yeah.
And then you worked as a Washington correspondent.
Right. She actually dropped out of Pittsburgh after we got married, and she came back and taught a class there at a private school until we came back to Tulsa. That was in 72, January.